Well, glory. If y'all happy to be here tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Bill, did you see where I tore this thing up last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I messed that thing up. I mean, the Holy Ghost come in here. I tore up the microphone. Monday night, I knocked the books off in the floor. Unto God, this place up here is a hazardous. Somebody might get hurt. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, God is good, isn't he? Amen. I'm telling you, tonight, how Brother Donnie was saying, he said, preacher, you've got to preach as good. I'm going to tell you, every time they sung a song, I went somewhere different in the Word of God. Now, honey, if that's not like a termite and a yo-yo, you tell me what is, huh? I mean, under God, you know, they'd sing one song, and I'd say, all right, Lord, I was wrong. I'm going over here. Well, they sung another song, and I said, all right, Lord, I'll go to Joshua. And then they sung another song. I said, well, Lord, I'll just go to Corinth. I don't even know where I'm supposed to be tonight. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now you say, preacher, you ought to not get up in the pulpit and say such a thing. Well, if the man's not going to be honest with you, he ought not be up here to start with.
Right.
Somebody say amen. But I believe that last song, we're going to go this route. And what I used to do when I pastored, this is what I used to do, Brother Donnie. I'd always tell my folk, I'd say, look, I said, now what we want to do, we want to worship the Lord tonight. Would you agree with me? We want to be right where God wants us to be. Amen. If you come to hear me tonight, you come for the wrong reason. You come for the wrong reason. We're going to pray for this side. Somebody say it. It's Wednesday night. Let your hair down. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen. Listen, we're going to pray for this side over here because it's backslidden. Because it's nobody over there. You wait till tomorrow night. Amen. I'm really going to preach to that side. Amen. But I'm telling you, I would tell my folks, I said, look, we come to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And what I'm going to do tonight, I said, don't know where I'm at. And you know what? They understood that. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They understood that. I pastored for 8.5 years. They understood when I stood before. And I said, look, I really don't know where I'm supposed to be. And you say, well, preacher, you ought to pray. I pray. He said, oh, you're steady. I probably know this thing better than you do. Not bragging on me, but bragging on him. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now listen to me. Listen to me. Hey, look, it takes an honest man to stand before you and tell you where he's at. Hey, if you'll be honest before him and God's people, God will be honest with you.
Right.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
But this is what I would do to them. I'd say, look, I said, if we get started, and I said, if it's not where God wants us to be, we'll close our Bibles, we'll pray, and we'll open them up somewhere else and try to find where God's at. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, would you agree with that tonight? Well, if you won't agree with it, you need to get on this altar. Somebody say amen. I want you to take your Bible. You got your Bible tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
We're going to try to preach and be shown of God, led by the Holy Ghost. Pray that we're right in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. When you find your place, you stand. We'll read just a few verses tonight. I realize this is what we call hump night in the week, week-long meeting. I know tonight we got one preacher. We got two more nights to go. And may I say I've enjoyed myself. Appreciate the opportunity to be here during this preacher's jubilee. But you know what? More than that, I'm glad that we can do something for God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Bible reads and states in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, beginning and reading in verse 1. The Bible says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech nor of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, that your faith should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Did you get that last little part? It says, look at verse 5. It says that your faith. Now I want to ask you a question. Are you saved tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're saved by grace through?
Faith.
You're saved by grace through?
Faith.
Faith. And Paul's writing, and he said that your faith, in other words, what saved you, hey, what you believe in your heart, hey, what you know without a shadow of a doubt's real in you, should not stand in wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I want to teach or preach on this topic being shown of God tonight. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. Let us pray. Father, we love You tonight. God, we thank You for first loving us. And Lord, as we bow before You tonight, Lord, we'd ask You, Lord, would You be willing once again to open up the ears of heaven? And God, would You hear our cry? And Lord, tonight, God, would You forgive us of all of our sins and unrighteousness? And God, would You put them under the blood of Thy Son, Jesus Christ? Lord, tonight, God, would You hide us behind the old rugged cross? Lord, would You give us some wisdom? Would You give us some knowledge? Lord, would You give us that unction that we need from up on high, or to break the bread of life, that Your words will not be turned void? Lord, I pray, I surrender tonight to be the mailman, to be the deliverer, to deliver what You'd have me to deliver. And Lord, I pray tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verses 1 through 5. I pray, God, You'd touch it, You'd move, You'd stir, You'd feed the sheep of Thy pasture. And I pray tonight, God, to be one here lost, not surely saved. God, I pray tonight will be the night that they surrender, for we ask it in the name above every name, the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen, amen. You may be seated. When you get to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, hey, you find in the Word of God that Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. Amen. When you study about the churches at Corinth, we as the New Testament movement, we take and we've been taught and we understand by God's teachings that the books, 1 and 2 Corinthians, are correctional books. Can I get a witness? Say amen. All that Paul is writing to the church there at Corinth because the church has sort of got out into the world a little bit. It's allowed things to come into the church and all not be in church. They're believing doctrine that they ought to not be believing. I tell you, today we could focus on the new movement of the New Testament church, and we today could put ourselves where Corinth was back in the days. Today we're living in a time where everything's all right and nothing's wrong. Somebody say amen. But Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he's trying to encourage them, and he's trying to encourage them by the Word of God. May I say, our biggest encouragement will come, hey, look here, when we get manifested into the Word of God, when we get so saturated into the Word of God that it comes so important to us, and it's something burning on the inside of us that just makes us want to pick up this Bible and start reading and studying and trying to grasp and trying to understand, hey, what the God of heaven is trying to tell His people on planet Earth. So when we get to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we find a chapter in the Word of God, hey, it is focused on the work of God. May I say, the work of God is any ministry, hey, that is touched and blessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's any ministry that has the anointing and the power and the doctrines of the old King James Bible. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Listen to me, a ministry is a God, is a duty to serve and help others. You got quiet on me, say amen. Mine and your duty as a Christian is to be Christ-like, and we are to help people. We are not to hurt people. Right. Too much hurting going on. Somebody say amen. Right. Too much of this and not enough of this. Somebody say amen. Amen. Down here is called humbling yourself so you can be used by God. Amen. Right. God cannot use anyone. Look who is trying to take the throne away from Him. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you, we're living in a time of, hey, that we need to be a witness. We need to be a testimony. Hey, we need to be serving God. Hey, the ministry of God is the duty to serve and help others. It's a manifestation of the truth, showing and making clear, hey, that what's in us is all about Him. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you something? I can't get into much of a depth on this. I may preach this for the weeks out today, this week. I don't never know. But Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in the world. Hey, Paul had nothing to proclaim. Paul said, it's nothing good about me. Paul said, it's nothing about me that can matter up to anything, but it's all about Him. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you something tonight by the way of introduction? It's nothing good about you. It's nothing good about me. You and I can get get off our pedestals. We can get back down to earth. We can put our feet back upon the sovereign soil that Jesus Christ spoke into existence. You and I need to come to the understanding, but it's God in heaven who's made us what we are, and we need to get real about who we are and surrender to Him. Because, honey, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about Him. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Are we fine without a shadow of a doubt? Hey, in the Word of God, Paul makes a statement. Listen what he says. He says, I, brethren. Listen, isn't it amazing that Paul, hey, makes a clarification on who he is talking to? He says, I want you to be sure that you understand that I, Paul, am writing to you. Can I tell you something? You and I, as a New Testament Christians, we need to be sure what Spirit is talking to us. Somebody say amen. The Bible says, try the Spirit, see if the spirits are of God. Can I get a witness? Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, there's spirits in this world. Hey, God allows them to be in here. He's made the devil the power and the principalities of this hour. This is His domain. It's not mine and your home. We're pilgrims passing through a strange land. Honey, I'm hammered down, heaven bound, going to the house of glory. Ain't no back up, slack up, or shut up till I'm taken up. Honey, I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what the world thinks of me. I know it's all about Him. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Oh, sometimes, you know what? We can get over our reputation sometimes. Somebody say amen. We can't win the lost because of who we think we are. God saved us just like He saved anyone else through the blood, through conviction. Are you with me? Say amen. Bible says, unless He that sent me, hey, draw you, you cannot be saved. You can say all the prayers you want to save, but until the God in heaven starts dealing with you personally, you can't get saved. Somebody say amen. You got to ask God to come into your heart, but it's after God has broken your heart. Somebody say amen. Salvation belongeth unto God. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, Paul said it's I. He said, I want you to know, church at Corinth. He said, I want you to know who's talking to you. Can I tell you something tonight? We, the New Testament church, we need to stop listening to the government. We need to stop listening to the president and all the officials. We need to start listening to the Word of God and the Spirit of God so we can get hooked up with God, so we can get excited about coming to the house of God and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Oh, I tell you, hey, we're missing the blessings that God's got laid up for us because we're so concentrated on who we are and where we're at. Can I get a witness? Say amen. Everybody wants to be out front. Now I'm going to chase the rabbit right here, okay? Everybody wants to be out front. You know what? I really don't want to be out front. Because see, out front you get all the attention. Shake your head. You get all the attention. You get all the notice. Hey, you're the one that everybody sees. Oh, everybody just runs up and hugs you and tells you how much they love you. Lie like a dog. Honey, everybody tells you they love you, don't love you. I'll chase a rabbit. I had this woman one time. I preached and the Holy Ghost of God came down from heaven and I acted like a nut. Honey, I acted about half Baptist-costal. I mean, I done got tore up. And I tell you what, God done showed up and showed out and I couldn't shut up. Can you imagine that? Somebody say amen. Oh, I'm telling you, hey, God showed up in that place. And hey, brother Donnie, I got excited. And I got to preaching in a high, in a highway. And under God, I just did not want to shut up. And man, I'm telling you, hey, about this 90 and 95 year old woman, she wasn't about this tall. And she had a cane and her little hand was just a shaking. And she would, I was standing at the door shaking hand. I can't stand to do that. Not that I don't mind shaking people's hand, but everybody say, preacher, you've done a good job. Preacher, you've done good. Can I tell you, I already can stand up here and tell you if you like the message or not. And any other man of God that's hooked up with God can stand right here and tell you if you like the message or not. So it's no need to get into the door and lie before you go out of it. Somebody say amen. Amen. You just proven to the preacher exactly what you thought during the service. He really knows who you are now. Woo! Say amen. Amen. Oh, but this little woman, she walked up to me, Brother Donnie, and she looked up at me. She's a little humpback. She says, preacher. I said, yes, ma'am. She says, I want you to know that's the best message I've ever heard. I said, glory be to God. I said, man, she's heard Billy Kelly. She's heard old Mays Jackson. She's heard Oliver B. Green. I said, glory be to God. I said, they coming from her. I said, that sort of cranked me up.
unto God. Brother Bill, I got excited. My little old feeble ride walked up there, and this is what she said. I said, honey, I said, you see that woman going across the parking lot? I said, you see that old, that elder lady that's got that cane, that can't hardly get around? I said, you know what she told me? I said, you know what she told me? She told me that was the best message that she ever heard. I said, can you just imagine? She's almost 100 years old. Can you imagine that the preachers that poor woman has listened to and to tell a redneck out the hills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, hey, back up in the Parkway of Virginia at the basement, I said unto God, I said, I'm ready to take a trip. She said, don't take one too quick. She says she's probably so feeble she tells everybody that. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Oh yeah, don't you believe? Don't you believe everything everybody tells you? Amen. And Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he said, I want you to know, and it's I that's trying to relate to you. Can I tell you something? You've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. There's a God that loved you. There's a God that died for you. And can I help you? God wants to talk to you personally. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. He said, that I, brethren, he says, when I came unto you, I came not with excellency of speech nor of wisdom, declaring unto you, hey, the testimony of God. Hey, Paul is telling you, he said, I want to tell you a little bit, focus, get you focused on the work of the ministry of the Word of God. And you find here in verse 1, you find the manner of the ministry. Paul said, I declare unto you. Declaring is nothing but making a statement. That's all declaring means, is making a statement. Paul declares that, hey, that he was not, listen to me, that he was not a textual preacher. In other words, hey, something that's found in a text. Somebody say amen. Hey, Paul's telling the church at Corinth, he said, look, he said, I did not get my message off of a textual advice. Somebody say amen. Oh, can I tell you something today? Hey, we need some preachers. We need some Christians. Hey, would get into the Word of God and study the Word of God and get real with God so God can get real with them and stop pulling, hey, their messages off of a texting system that's on the computer device that the devil is monitoring. Are you listening to me tonight? Oh, I'm telling you, we need some preachers that will get filled with the Holy Ghost, get on fire for God, and be like the great Apostle Paul and talk about the manner of the ministry and the word and the work of the ministry. And look, you're not preaching something that somebody else has put on a billboard. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you what? We've sold out today. Hey, people don't want to hear old-fashioned Bible-believing Holy Ghost. Hey, look, you're revival belt preaching. Are you listening to me tonight? Hey, can I help you? And I thought about this last night after I left. See, when I get through preaching here, I'm not done. I'm still preaching to my wife on the way home. Y'all pray for it. I preached all the way to Chick-fil-A before I was shut up. You said you did not? Oh, yes, I did. Call her, ask her, she'll tell you. Under God, we've been together 42 years, honey. She knows my message is better than me. Woo! I'm telling you what, you know what I missed here last night? Do you know what I missed here last night? You say, oh, you didn't miss anything. Oh, yeah, I missed something last night. I missed the point. You know, when I got that point, when I slowed down, hey, when I shut my mouth, and when I listened to the Holy Ghost of God, can I tell you what we had here last night? Hey, it's just like what we got here tonight. Let me help you reveal it, and I may say it again, so don't tell me I'm mocking myself or I'm repeating myself. You just keep up with you, and I keep up with my old-timer. Somebody say amen. You listen to me. You know what I messed up? Oh, I didn't mess up. You know what I missed? I missed last night when we was talking about, hey, getting in the fight for what's right. Somebody say amen. Can I tell you what? We're the last movement of the New Testament church. That's the reason your granddaughters and your grandsons and your daughters and sons are not here. We are the last movement. Hey, the last ones who's going to stand on old-fashioned, Bible-believing, hardcore revival meeting preaching. We're it. When we're gone, it's gone. That's the reason you can't get them into a church who preaches the Word of God. Somebody say amen. They'll listen to Mr. Joel Osteen. Somebody say amen. Hey, did you understand that I did not call him brother? You'll get that after a while. They'll listen to Mr. Joel Osteen. Hey, they'll listen to Mr. Benny Hinn. They'll listen to anybody else that just talks and teaches about the love of God. Somebody say amen. Hey, they'll listen to anybody who does not affect their sin. Yeah. Say amen. Right.
And you know where we at?
We're a generation. Hey, we're the last generation. It's going to be hardcore for God. Hey, we're the end of it. Hey, when the last one of us is gone, Brother Donnie, hey, that movement is over. Hey, they'll take them old books. They'll take this King James Bible and they'll burn them all. You listening to me? Hey, it's a time of a deceitment. How does it end? Paul writes about it right here. He says, brethren, he says, I declare unto you, I make a statement that I am not a textual preacher. He says, I didn't get this off of a billboard. He said, what I'm trying to tell you, he said, I got from God. He said, I'm not a textual preacher. He says, I'm not a topical preacher. You know what? We hear more about what's going on in the newspaper behind the pulpit. We do. Hey, look here. Hey, look here. And we do reading it at home. Somebody say amen. We can talk about more topics behind the pulpit today in the time we're living in. And we do, when we hear the word of God. I got something to tell you, honey. I don't even get a flipping newspaper. I don't have time to read no news. I ain't got time to worry about who dead. I'm trying to win the leaving. Somebody say amen. I can't help the dead. I don't care who got arrested. I don't care how much time they got. I don't care how many drug busts they had. I don't care what road they're working on. Only thing I'm trying to work on is saving somebody's soul from hell. Amen. I ain't got time to get no newspaper. And can I help you, child of God? You ought not get one either. And it do you good to... That's not turning it on. It's turning it off. I made my point the other night about them things. Somebody say amen. Cotton picking pastors will put them in their house, but they won't put one in the prophet's chamber. Woo! Want the evangelist to read. Steady. Get right with God. Well, what are you doing? Somebody say amen. Hunter, God won't even put one in there with rabbit ears. Y'all with me? Say amen. I mean, unto God, them things went out of time. I remember back in that mountain, honey. Hey, when we first TV we ever got, brother. Are you listening to me, Brother Donnie? I'm telling you, huh? First thing we ever got, all we had was little rabbit ears, and you had to put tinfoil on them. Y'all remember that? Anybody in here, if you remember that, raise your hand. Unto God, I'm telling you, it was a time that we didn't even know what a flipping antenna was. And you know what we would do? We would sit there and try to figure out what's on through all the fuzz. But we couldn't pick up the word of God. We come a long way, baby. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me tell you something. Hey, Paul said, it is I talking to you. I'm making a declarification. Hey, he said, I'm making a statement that I'm not a textual preacher. I am not a topical preacher. He's making a statement. He says, I'm going to preach to you in an expository way. Somebody say amen. I will tell you, some of the greatest preaching on planet Earth is expository preaching. Hey, verse by verse by verse by verse. Somebody say amen. Oh, that's the way God intended it. That's the way God wanted it to be. That's the way he used the great Apostle Paul, and I believe it's the way the man of God ought to be today. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Paul said it's expository. Hey, Paul spoke plainly and humbly about the work and the word of the God. I believe today, hey, this ought to be the method. Hey, you and I trying to make a declarification. Hey, that we which are law, hey, they which are laws can be saved. Hey, not with flouty words. Hey, not with a strange language, but be saved by the grace of God. And all Paul said, I want to make a declaration. He said, I want to make a statement unto you. Paul said, the statement I want to make to you, he says, I want to tell you, look what the word of God says. You with me? Say amen. Amen. Look what he says, I want to declaring unto you the testimony of God. He says, I want to tell you nothing about me, but he says, I want to tell you about God. Somebody say amen. You know something? When God gets enough for you, hey, when you surrender yourself enough to God, look here, you can understand that it's all about him. When you sell yourself out to him, hey, your testimony won't be about you, and mine won't be about me. It'll be all about him. Somebody say amen. Hey, Paul said, let me tell you. He said, I was purchased. He said, my redemption came by the testimony of Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, look here. God in heaven stepped out and spoke to me that day upon the road to Damascus. He said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou Saul? Oh, he said, I've been redeemed. He said, I've been brung out. He said, I've been set free. He said, I'm going to the house of glory. He said, I ain't got nothing to boast about but the testimony. testimony of God. He said, I want to make a declarification. I want to make a statement to you. I don't want you to get too focused on me. I don't want you to get tied up on me. But he says, I want you to get tied up on his testimony. Are you with me? Say amen. Oh, can I tell you something tonight, church? If you and I just get tied up into God, hey, God can still use you. Honey, don't you look at me. Hey, don't you look at yourself. Age ain't got a thing to do it. Honey, can I tell you something tonight? If you and I don't do it, it will not get done. You listening to me? You and I know what it means to go to church. What church is supposed to represent. Church represents a place to worship God in spirit and truth. To come together and get in one accord. Which I know it's hard for a Baptist church to get in one accord. Everybody's right and God himself is wrong. Somebody say amen. Oh, can I tell you something tonight? Hey, look here. If God was done with you and God was done with me, honey, we'd already be in heaven. We'd already be in heaven. We'd be, hey, look here, we'd be rejoicing in that mansion. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me tell you something. I'd already flatfoot right up that street of gold. You said we don't believe in dancing. I don't give a flip what you believe in. Bible said David danced. He was a man that thought God's own heart. Don't tell me your doctrine on dancing. Only reason you can't dance, you don't know how. Somebody say amen in the house of God. I'm telling you something. Hey, it do us Baptists good to move a little bit. Hey, man, we come to church. Hey, we come to church. And is he done? Scared to death of a man of God. Scared to death that the Holy Ghost might come by you. And the Holy Ghost might mess with you. And the Holy Ghost might... Honey, that's the reason I come to these places. I don't come to these places for no other reason. I don't sign on the dotted line that I'm going to be here this week just to so you can see me or you can hear me. I'm like, Paul, I'm nothing. I can't do nothing for you. But the testimony of God through your whole life can do something for you. Your life itself makes a declarification. It makes a statement. And that statement's so important in the time we live in. People are literally dying and going to hell. And we're scared to make a statement. Let me help you. I got a son that's lost, undone, don't know God. Y'all got any kin folks that's lost? Come on, talk to me a little bit. Let's get real. It's Wednesday night. We'll jump up and down and shout tomorrow night. This is Wednesday night. This is the help the church night. I got a son that's lost and undone. He knows what daddy was and he knows what daddy is. He knows what daddy stands for. He knows what daddy will put up with and what daddy will not put up with. And every time, every week, every single week, I go to him, I said, son, how you doing?
Doing all right, Daddy, how are you?
You know, after it gets so big, they're bigger than you are, meaner than you are, tougher than you are. We get old, weak, flibble, and flobbly. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, you might as well go on admit to the truth, because bless God, that's where we at. Amen? Bless God, you can just shake over who you think you are. You're not who you think you are, all right? You're over them days. Shake it off.
Hey. You say, Daddy, I'm doing all right.
I said, well, son, I'm preaching down in Danville. I said, you off tonight? I said, how about riding with me down there? Now, Daddy, I done told you, I know you go to church, and if that's what you want to do, now that's your business. He says, I appreciate what God's done in your life. He says, but I just live day to day. You with me? Say amen. He'll say, I'll get to the church one day. I said, what day? Because you just leave your night day to day. Can I tell you something? Got a job, makes about $25 an hour. Hey, he's got a big home, got a big land, got big cars, got big boats. Hey, got everything that a child, and let me tell you something, don't even have a wife. Woo! That's the only good thing I can say about it. Because under God, if he'd had one of them, he'd done been locked up. Don't y'all look at me that way. I'm outnumbered in here tonight, but
I still run pretty good.
I'm telling you, I look at him, I said, Bryce, I said, how am I going to meet it now? He said, no, I ain't going to that, Daddy. He said, you just go and do that. He said, I'm all right. Daddy, I'm all right. I said, Bryce, you ain't all right. He said, far as I'm concerned, I'm all right. Let me ask you something. You got any children who tell you that? You got any grandchildren who tell you that? Look here, although they know that daddy's living right and daddy's trying to do right and mama, we're sorrowful for what the things we did in the flesh before we ever got saved by the grace of God. Hey, but when we try to make a statement, when we make a declarification, and we try to reach people, that's what Paul is doing in Corinth. He's trying to get God's people to get back in line so they can win the lost. Are you with me? Say amen. It's a time that if you and I ain't willing, to get back in line and surrender to God and serve God with all our heart, soul, and mind and believe it, God's still God and God's still able. And God can use us to do that. Hey, let me help you with the seed of thought. You know what big scripture that I'm banking on, Brother Donnie? You know what God told me? You know what God's word tells me, Brother Donnie? The word of God tells me that God himself will give me the desires of my heart. Does it say it? Say amen. Amen. I'm not telling you where it's at. Look in your Bible. What's wrong with the church now? Want somebody else to tell you? Look in there. It's in there. You know what? You know what my desire is? My desire, brother, is that my son, Bryce, gets saved. Woo! You know what I believe in my heart? I believe in my heart God's going to save him. Can I tell you something? If you'll just live your life and let your life be a declarification, if you'll let your life be a statement, or if you'll just sell out to God, surrender to him, and serve him with all your heart, soul, and mind, can I tell you something tonight? Hey, God said he would give you the desires of your heart. Hey, can I help you? The things that's real to you and mean so much to you, God will not let you down. He won't forsake you. He'll never leave you. I'm telling you tonight, church, hey, we and you and I, hey, we need to make a statement, hey, with our life, because it's all about him. Somebody say amen. Oh, Paul said, I've been purchased. I've been redeemed. Can I tell you what old Paul said? Hey, Paul said, I've been pardoned. Somebody say amen. Oh, can you remember when you got pardoned? Hey, you remember when you got saved by the grace of God? Can you remember when the Holy Ghost of God jumped out of heaven, jumped in your mouth, went down your throat, set up in your heart, and all you know was Jesus Christ and him crucified? Somebody say amen. I tell you, old Paul said, I've been purchased. I've been redeemed. He said, I've been pardoned. I've been set free. The sins forgiven, the east and the west, to the depth of the sea, no more to be remembered but God. Oh, can I tell you, I'm glad to pronounce to you tonight like Paul. Hey, honey, can I tell you something? Old J.D. Walker's been pardoned. I'm not on parole. Woo! You'll get that after a while. I'm not on parole. I don't have to check in with no parole, and I don't have to check in with no Baptist either. Woo! Every time he asks me about that, I just plea Elijah. Somebody say amen. You know who Elijah was, don't you? We talked about him last night. Man who told old Ahab, he said, ain't gonna rain. He said, ain't gonna be no rain. He said, you ain't getting no moisture. He said, you done, doc. Somebody say amen. You know how Elias, you with me? Hey, Elias was standing there. Hey, Elias was standing there. He just kept following him and kept following him and kept following him and kept following him. Oh, can I help you with a seed of thought? And one day, hey, God took him up. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, today we're going to be taken up. Somebody say amen. The house of God. Oh, Paul said, I've been pardoned. I'm not on parole. Any good to know that everything's been forgiven? Oh, listen to me. Old Paul said, I'm going to make a declaration. I'm going to make a statement to you. It's all about him. Are you with me? Say amen. Oh, listen to me. I can't go there, but I won't. He made preparations for me. He made promises for me, but I got to move on. Are you with me? Say amen. The testimony of God, the death, burial, the resurrection. Oh, let me tell you, Paul said, I'm not here to tell you about society. He's not here to tell you about a cult. He's not here about tell you about Hollywood. And he's not here to tell you about the politicians. He's here to tell you about the testimony and the witness of our Lord God, Savior Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen in the house of God. Oh, look at verse 2 really, very quickly. We got to get you out of here. It's already 10 minutes after 8. We're going to be here all night. You with me? Say amen. Amen. Verse 2 says this. He made a declaring in verse 1. Can I get a witness? Say amen.
I'll give you an outline here. You can preach it somewhere. The Bible says, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Paul says, not only, look here, I'm going to tell you about a declarification, but he says, "I'm determined." Amen. Some D words tonight. You with me? Say amen. He says, "I'm determined." I'm determined to know the motive in the ministry. We talked about the amount of the ministry. What is the motive in the ministry? Paul said, that determination is a time of deciding. It's a time of decisions. Can I help you with a seed of thought? The only reason you're a child of God, all the reason your name's been penciled down in the Lamb's Book of Life, all the reason you're going to heaven is because one day God came by you, He touched your heart and your spirit, and He saved your soul from hell. It was because that you decided that the way you was going wasn't right, it wasn't no good to you, your life was a mess, you was without God and miserable, and you bowed down before a holy and a righteous God, and you cried out to the Holy One in heaven, and God had mercy on your soul, and God had mercy on my soul, and we made a decision that we was going to rest and just serve Him. Somebody say amen. Oh, it takes a determination to serve God. Are you with me? Say amen. It's a deciding, it's a decision. I wrote down here, a finding of oneself. July 23rd, 1997, I come to reckon with who I was. Somebody say amen. Woo! Glory, I can't go there tonight. Hallelujah. A firmness to stand with your decision. Having your mind made up that you're going to serve Him until He comes. A decision for motive. Determination. The defining of a motive is to know Him. Because it's all about Him. Somebody say amen. It's all about Him. Listen to me, church. If you and I ever give what we got and why we got it. Are you with me? Say amen. Look at me, verse 3, and we'll close this thing up very quickly. Bible says in verse 3, and Paul writing, he says, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of wisdom of men." Does that tell you anything about the televangelist today? This is from a King James Bible. Are you listening to me? All them people who speak with enticing words are not of God. Say amen. You better take the simple things. You better take the redneck things. Are you listening to me? I believe in education. I got a little bit. Ain't y'all heard it yet? Yeah, don't look at me that way. I probably got more degrees than any of you. And you know where they at, Brother Donnie? Hanging on a stinking wall. And far as I'm concerned, they can hang on the wall. They can burn when the fire and the brimstone come. You know the only degree I got? And my degree I got means anything to me is the Holy Ghost of God. And I can tell you where He's at. He's in my heart. Somebody say it in the house of God. Oh, listen to me. It's what the Word of God said. He said, not with enticing words of the wisdom of man, but in demonstration, that's the other D word, are you with me? Say amen, of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. He said, look here, we should be, discrimination. Discrimination means a performance. Are you with me? Say amen. Oh, can I tell you something? Your children, my children, and the world that we around and people we get around, they're watching you and they're watching me and they're watching what we do in certain certain stages of our life. I don't know about you, but this old preacher's got a temper. Now don't look at me like that. Now you know God big and well, each and every one of us in here has got a temper. You can be roused. If they pull the right string, you can be roused. Amen. And I'm going to try to pull them for this week's happening. Woo! Somebody say amen. Because I don't preach for popularity. I preach for the power of God. Somebody say amen. Oh, we need some conviction. We need some Holy Ghost moving. We need some getting close to God. Amen. Oh, need to pull him strings that ain't been pulled in a while. Somebody say amen. Oh, I'll tell you when I lose it the most. I can't stand people who can't drive. Woo! They got a driver's license, Brother Donnie, but they can't drive. Either I'm too slow or I'm too fast. I'm in the way. I'm always somewhere where I ought not be. You can get in the right lane and somebody will still blow the horn and wave your number one. Somebody say amen. Yeah. I'll either get, look here, I'll either be in the way of one running wide open or I'll get behind Granny. Now, I'll probably make some of your hair lit, but you'll shake it off. Get behind Granny.
unto God at the speed limit 65, she's running 40. And as always, this preacher's always late. I've really done good this week. I'm telling you, listen to me, I'm worse than Don Collins ever thought about being. Hey, look here, I won't throw no stones at Brother Don. Y'all know Brother Don, say amen. I'm telling you, Brother Don, woo! Hey, Brother Don, hey, he's never on time. He's always late. And you know what he told me at a very young age, Brother Don? I'm going to tell you what old Brother Don Collins told me. I love Brother Don. Oh, Don's one of my favorite people. Noel Fry's one of my favorite people. Dr. Billy Martin's one of my favorite people. Y'all with me? Say amen. Honey, you know what? Some of them old men like me. Say amen in the house of God. You know why they like me? Because I stand on the stuff. Brother Don Collins, this is what he done, brother. Hey, me and old Don was eating lunch one day, and I said, Brother Don, we always call each other Doc, you know, and I said, Doc, let me ask you, I said, why can't you get to church on time? And he said, now, Brother JD, he said, let Brother Don tell you why I don't get to church on time. I like to mock him. Woo! Say amen. Somebody gonna take the y'all gonna take Don home one day. Somebody needs to grab pine skip on the truck and somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. Hey, he said, now, Brother JD, he said the reason Brother Don don't get there on time, he says it's because if I get there on time, Brother JD, he says, I have to talk so much and I ain't able to preach. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Hey, look here, you know what? I sort of like that theology. I pick up on it. Somebody say amen. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me, old Brother Don. What are you saying to the performance? Hey, Paul said, I want to be a performance for God. Hey, look here. Hey, we should not serve God. Without the divine touch and the divine power. Hey, we should be the performance. Hey, so people that's lost and undone can see something in us and want to be like us. Hey, we should serve Him in the might of Paul preaching. Hey, look, Paul said, he replied to man's power, but not the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, the feeling of hey, look here. The right method, the right topic, and the right side. Are you with me? Say amen. All the power of prophets that we get involved in, it all comes from God in heaven. You with me tonight? Say amen. Oh, listen to me. Paul put his mind and his purpose. Paul did not want to be what God did not want him to be. And you know what J.D. Walker don't want to be? I don't want to be nothing God don't want me to be. And you know what tonight? You, that's where you ought to be. You ought to be something so, God ought to be so special to you that your life ought to be all about Him. Can I tell you something? If it wasn't for Him, do you know that if a death angel come by you, night come by me, do you know that we would peel our head, we'd wake up in hell if it hadn't been for Him and Him loving and caring for us and saving our soul from hell? Are you with me tonight? Say amen. You know something? We need to get over who we are. Somebody say amen. Hey, we just need to get excited about who God is. And hey, look here, and just go forth. Hey, making a declaration. Hey, making a statement with our life. Hey, having that determination. Hey, look here, just to be everything that God wants us to be. And being a discrimination. Other words, hey, being that example. Putting on that performance that we need to. You know what? Everywhere I go, I act like a nut. I'll tell you this, and we'll close, we'll go home. Everywhere I go, I act like a nut. Now, if you don't believe it, go with me to Walmart. You'll be so embarrassed that, hey, look here, you'll see that redness come through that makeup you got on. Somebody say amen. I'm a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. I am not, you hear me? I am not going to be quiet when it comes to God.
Amen.
You know what I do at Walmart? I'll tell you this, we'll go home. Paul said make a discrimination. I can't even pronounce it. But be a performance, right? So, what are you going to be like when you walk outside? Are you going to go right back to the same old line, same old way, same old routine, same old thing? Walk the same way, carry yourself the same way, won't be willing to, hey, look, you're being a performance for God. You say, well, preacher, I am just what I am. Well, let me ask you something. How's that working for you?
How many did you lead to the Lord in the year 2014? Now you got quiet on me. That's how it's working for you. Come on, talk to me a little bit. It's Wednesday night. This is, hey, look here, this is a local church crowd. You with me? Say amen. If this church is going to grow, and if this thing's going to manifest, and if this thing's going to do what God's got to do, hey, let me tell you something. If it ain't working, we need to fix something that does work. Can I tell you something? This man of God can't do it all on his own. He can pray for you. His job is to study that word of God, get behind that pulpit, and feed the sheep. That's it. No more. You can't find nowhere in it. It's his King James Bible. You can't find nowhere in this King James Bible tells this man of God to go to the hospital. It's not in here. It's not in here. That's something church people brought up. That's something the deacons brought up. So they don't have to go. I know who y'all be. You listen to me. Listen to me. Well, not. Hey, let me tell you something. If it's not working for you, hey, you need to change something. Somebody say amen. Hey, how do you know if it's working for you? Well, how many did you lead to the Lord? That's how it's working for you. Y'all be like JD. Man, I'm a nut. I mean to tell you, I am a nut. If you knew how big of a nut I was, you wouldn't even be here tonight. You say, well, I ain't going to hear that preacher preach. Oh, I could just hear, oh, you, hey, I know. Excuse me. I go to Walmart and my wife, I can't go anywhere somebody don't know me. Hey, man, I run across somebody, I don't care. I can go in a town, Brother Bill, that I've never been in. First time I've ever preached there in my life. Hey, look here, they got so much of this Facebook, her book, your book, everybody's book. Under God, when you preach one place, it's all over the world. Somebody say amen. I mean, under God, it's everywhere. I mean, under God, I preached in Lynchburg, Virginia, said something about Jonathan, and it was all over the place. Y'all know who I'm talking about, Jonathan, right? Liberty University. That went from the King James Version to the NIV. Woo! I sort of made mention of it. How when the old path is gone and the new path come along, hey, the old path, hey, the new path don't match up with the old path. Somebody say amen. And it's going to be that way next week and next week and next week and next week. It's going to continue to change because, child of God, listen to me. We're in the last days. You listen to this old hillbilly preacher. We're going home. And it could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. God said, hey, Jesus said, no man knoweth the day nor the hour. But I'll promise you one thing. According to the signs, and I don't give a flip about signs, okay? I ain't into signs. I'm into a Savior, all right? I'm looking for a Savior. I'm not looking for no sign. I don't care what Russia does. I could care less. I know she's a big bearer out of the Bible. Hey, you don't have to tell me nothing about prophecy. I probably can help you with a little bit with it. But I don't preach on prophecy. Tell Dr. Billy Martin to preach on prophecy. I'm preaching about grace. I'm worried about somebody getting saved. I ain't worried about educating the people. That's his job. My job is to preach Jesus and him crucified. Listen to me. Listen to me. I tell you exactly what I do. I go to Walmart and everywhere I go, brother, I run across somebody who knows me. You're so-and-so. I know, wasn't me. Somebody say amen. I got to find out what kind of reaction I'm getting if I'm going to be JD or not. If y'all ever been in that predicament, say amen. And I'll get to talking to somebody, Brother Donnie. I'll get to talking to somebody, and this is what I'll do. Hey, look here, my little wife, she won't wait on me. You know, they're either a helpmate or a hurtmate. Somebody say amen. Woo! Y'all look at me very strangely. I'm telling you, my little wife, Brother Bill, she won't wait on me. Hey, remember what she went in there to get? You know what she's going to do, Bill? Hey, she's got a one-focus mind. Hey, she's trained on one thing. Spend, spend, spend. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? She's going to get what she went into Walmart to get. She ain't give a flip about who JD's talking to. And she's not going to get involved in the conversation either. She's going to get what she went to Walmart to get. Well, I'm not that way. I love to talk. Have y'all noticed that? I got one in yours, honest. I like you, honey. Praise God. I'm telling you. Hey, look here, I get to talking to them, and maybe anybody, right?
And man, next thing you know, you get to talk about me much, I'm going to get to shouting, amen. Hey, if you get to talking about the Lord, I don't give a flip it's in the courtroom. Honey, I'm going to come unglued. Judge going to have to tell me to shut up, amen. But I'm going to tell you something. You get to talk about Jesus Christ, and you get to talk about salvation, and you get to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Hey, this old preacher right here is going to come undone, amen. It's something about me that moves on the inside. He's going to get me up, amen. So you know what? Hey, look here, I'll go on, and I'll be talking to who I'm talking to, Brother Donnie, and this is what will transpire and take place. Hey, when we get through our conversation, Walmart's a big place. And I don't even know what we're there for. All I know is she needed to go to Walmart. So you know what I do, Brother Don? I go down through there hollering, "Hey, Debbie! Hey, Debbie! Hey, Debbie!" You'd be surprised how many Debbies it is in the world. Debbie's a very popular name with ladies. I'm telling you, that's a gospel truth. And one of them would say, "What?" I said, "Oh, you ain't the right one. But I tell you what, hey, I'm an old preacher. I'm out of the mountains. I ain't smart, but I lost my wife. But here, can I give you this? Now, I don't want to hurt your feelings, none, and I can't help you much, but if you'll take it right there and read it, hey, I'll tell you how to get to heaven." You say, "Well, preacher, I'm just not going to act that way." I know when you told me how many you won in 2014. I know. And can I tell you something? Something got to change, ain't it? Why? Because it's all about Him. Sometimes we got to get out of the box. Are you with me? Say amen. Sometimes we got to get out of a box of comfortableness. Hey, out of a box of who we think we are, right? And who we are, who we're trying to be. You know what? We might be trying to be something that God don't want us to be. Somebody say amen. Oh, can I help you? Hey, God needs you and He needs me to be a witness. Oh, if we ever going to win anybody to the Lord, it needs to be now. Amen. Hey, what are you saying, preacher? It's all about Him. It's all about Him. Let me ask you something. You love Him? You love Him, raise your hand. Oh, I'm telling you, He's special, isn't He? He's special. You saved tonight, you raise your hand. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Everybody here say, "Hey, what a blessing." I'm telling you, hey, look, this is what I want you to do tonight. This is what I want you to do. I want you to just sit right where you sit. I'm not going to ask you to get up. I'm not going to ask you to come to this altar. But I want you to sit right where you're sitting tonight. I want you to bow your head. And I want you to pray and ask God. Hey, look here and thank God, hey, for all the things that He's done for you. All the things that He's accomplished through your life and for your life. And you know what? There's got to be some desires here today. Hey, I don't know about you. I told you about one of mine. My son needs to be saved by the grace of God. One of the greatest desires of my heart. You know what? We're building churches in Sambales, Philippines. Another desire in my heart. Hey, we got an old gospel tent this year. Hey, another desire in my heart. You know what? Hey, I want you to sit right where you are. And I want you to commit your life to God. And just tell Him. He says, "God, I want this, my rest of my life to be all about You. All about You." Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bow before You tonight. God, thank You for Your word. Thank You for Your goodness, Your mercy, and Your grace. Thank You for this meeting. Thank You for the dear man of God and Faith Baptist Church, for each and every one who's come out. And God, tonight, I pray, asking You, Lord, oh God, as they bow their head in humbleness and they pray unto You right where they sit tonight, God, I pray You'd give them the desires of their heart. I pray tonight, God, You'd move in their life. God, You'd put a burden deep inside of their heart. And Lord, help them to be that You'd have them to be. Oh God, I pray You'd give this dear man of God souls for his labor. I pray the members here will get behind him, support him, he and his wife, and Lord, give him the encouragement that he needs to study the word of God and feed his flock. And Lord, You would add to the church daily. Lord, we love You. Thank You for loving us. And Lord, we ask You tonight to bless the continuance of this meeting. Oh God, how we love You, and thank You for loving us. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Brother Donnie. Woo!
Hey.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Did y'all enjoy that?
Yeah.
Praise God. Or did you endure it?
Endure it. Endure it, yeah. Amen.
I tell you what.
Probably endured it, yeah.
Tell you what, I'm going to thank the Lord. Brother JD. I haven't known him that long. He's been a dear friend.
Amen.